Hello, everyone, and welcome to TV and Movie Reviews Podcast, brought to you by TPENetwork.com. I'm Hank.
And I'm John.
And we're back sooner than expected because the highly anticipated, long-awaited Avengers Endgame trailer has launched today, which is December the 12th, 2018, for those of you who are time traveling and will listen to this later on. And John and I would like to discuss it. So, John, let's get into this, shall we?
Oh, please, let's do this.
We're going to go brick by brick, frame by frame. So we have Tony Stark adrift, and he's vlogging, if you ask me. It's like he's doing a video blog. So when he says 4 days without water, I was starting to go, huh? Is that possible? I don't know how many days you can make it without water, but 4 days seems like a stretch.
You're not in the sun, and if you're not doing anything, I don't see why not.
I am going to look that up while we're continuing to talk. All right, so 4 days is the max, but that should be the threshold there. Interesting to see him adrift on a ship. I'm sure they'll fill in the blanks for us somewhere. But I also felt like this was the wrong way to start the trailer, in my opinion.
Hold on. Let's take a step back even more. So the ship that they're on is the Milana. So that's the first thing. And you could tell that because, well, first off, the shape that you see was flying off of it. And also, as Tony is sitting there giving this speech, you see the four seats that they have at the front of the ship that, you know, everyone sits in. Because this ship is very particular because they've actually added foot pedals to it, which I always found was interesting that they had in the Milano in the first place. And this ship definitely has the foot pedals for every single seat. So that means that they picked up the Milana and then they rolled out. What I don't understand, though, is that they're in the ship that has a faster than light drive in it, but they're just kind of farting around through the universe trying to get back. I mean, he's with Nebula. Nebula knows how to fly the thing. And if she doesn't, she can quickly figure it out. Not to mention that I don't see how it could have been damaged because you never see them land it, but you know that they're smart enough to land far away and then approach from a distance so it doesn't give away their entire, you know, surprise for Thanos. So maybe it got hit by some of the moon when Thanos brought it in. But besides that, I mean, we never see the Milano at all until right now. So if it was damaged, I mean, I can even see Nebula taking the shuttle that she was in and taking parts out of that and getting this thing fixed. But I don't know why they just couldn't end up somewhere. Not to mention that it's their normal ship. I mean, this means that they've probably been in space for months and months with absolutely no contact, but that can't be right. I find it hard to believe. And this is already a loophole, in the trailer because they were already in an area that wasn't, that was accessible from other places, especially in a spaceship. So,
all right. Well, we'll find out. I'm sure something got damaged. Maybe during the snap, 50% of all components went bad. All right. Then we bounce into the music score and they kind of snap away the Marvel 10 years logo. It turns to dust. Like, okay, that 10 year deal we celebrated will be gone because it'll be 2019 by the time this comes out. So I thought that was a nice little feature. The Thanos armor and that burnt gauntlet on his hand, but the armor kind of stuck up like a scarecrow. That was an interesting choice for this trailer.
It's straight out of the comic books.
That's cool. Okay.
Well, this entire thing right here so far is straight out of the Infinity War comic books, where Thanos basically is on the farm. He's taking his armor and made a scarecrow out of it. And as he's walking through the field and raking his hand through the whatever he's growing, and this is straight from the comic books, and I applaud them for making sure that this stayed in the movie.
In the comics, do they call it Titan 2 since his homeworld is no more?
I don't remember if it was ever addressed where he was at.
Okay, the Russo brothers said that this is Titan 2, so this is some place he's made up to resemble his home planet
or another planet that he's claimed.
Yeah, of course. All right, we have Black Widow and Captain America, and we're seeing those images on the screen, and Scott Lang's image is on there. So if you're missing, if you just went missing at this period, obviously people would assume you got caught in the snap. I thought that was plausible. But can you riddle me this? I don't remember Shuri getting dusted.
Oh, that was Shuri in the picture. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's possible because, I mean, if, but at the same, okay. So I didn't think that was Shuri at first. I thought that might have been the co-pilot for Captain Marvel. I was actually about to go and look up, you know, the image of what her, her other, the other pilot is that's supposed to be like her, you know, her best friend.
Okay.
I think that I was thinking, wondering if this is how they're going to try and tie them together a little bit. But if that's Shuri, which I'm looking at it now, and yeah, it does look like it's Shuri.
I don't remember.
I don't know, because you're right. At the end of it, I thought she was still alive.
So did I. I thought, because I was like, well, that will be interesting to see if she takes over in his absence. And that's what I was thinking this whole time. And then on here, they're like, no, we retconned this.
Oh, no, it says Shuri. Never mind. I can see the name underneath of it. It's just off to the side. It does say it's a very short name. It's one word. So it says Shuri.
Okay. Weird. Very weird. I don't know. I could
maybe this wrong. Is one of the things that we just think that because we didn't see it. Remember, if it wasn't on a screen, we can't necessarily say that it happened. But maybe it actually happened.
Okay.
You know, they could just fix things with a snap of a finger. We move to Thor, a depressed looking Thor with a weird eyeball.
All right. So we're moving on to Thor. What is going on with the eyeball?
I'm pretty sure that's the messed up eyeball, man. That's the Rocket Raccoon butt eyeball.
Oh my goodness! It looks crazy. Is this just an editing error or tears are short circuiting?
Maybe it's glitching out or something.
Maybe his tears are short circuiting it. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then I couldn't tell where he was at. Like, he's sitting up against that weird looking wall. And I was like, where is that at?
Well, based upon his clothing, I'm saying he's on Earth because he's wearing a zip up hoodie.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fashionable elsewhere in the galaxy.
Well, I mean, but where else would he get where he could technically go anywhere? But where would he go?
That's true.
He's kind of at a loss right now. Earth is technically his only home right at the moment because his entire species has now been eradicated by Thanos while they're on that ship.
Not his entire. They had a rescue pod escape, but they've also said that half of them got snapped away. So now we're down to what, 25%?
Yep.
Not good for Thor. That Ronin / Hawkeye scene. Wow. Wait.
You skipped Nebula. We got to see Nebula for a hot moment walking through the Milano.
You already mentioned her.
Oh, okay. But yeah, okay. I agree. The Ronin scene, yeah, that was him just cleaning off that blade. Yeah, that's we're seeing him getting down to business.
Yes, because he didn't get any love in Infinity War, so I think they'll do his character right. And I would assume that his family was snapped away.
Maybe then that's the reason why he's out and about, just because, you know, what else does he have to live for now?
That would put him over the edge. And isn't a Ronin a... like a solo samurai?
Yeah.
That's been, you know, that just wanders.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I love the voiceover with Steve Rogers. Well, Black Widow and Steve Rogers, where she was like, this is going to work, Steve. And he's like, I know it is because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't. And man, I was like, they are going to go for broke in this movie. It's going to be epic.
And also, he is wearing his uniform from Winter Soldier.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, he's ready for combat. Oh, that looks great.
Yep.
And then he has the Peggy Carter picture.
Yep. What the picture that he had put inside of the compass that was left over from Captain America, the first Avenger.
Spectacular. And then we get the Avengers Endgame logo popping up.
And this is where I start losing it a little bit because of a little podcast that we did a while back where we had a game show and Mr. John here lost points because he said he knew the name of the movie. It was called Endgame. And I was told that I was probably wrong because you were going to believe Mr. Kevin Feige over me.
Yes, I had to believe Kevin Feige when he lied through his teeth, him and the Russo brothers, and said, no, nobody has said the name yet.
And at the top of the featured films list, the title says Avengers : Endgame, which does lead into Doctor Strange is basically saying that the only way that we can win this is, you know, through the one scenario. And now we're in the Endgame.
Okay. Now, this contradicts what Kevin Feige said, that the title has never been spoken in a film before. Do I believe Kevin Feige or somebody that can't remember what he had for lunch today? Let me think.
Just saying, that was in July. I got
Uh-oh, bonus points. All right. So now we have a Scott Lang sighting, and he's also on the imagery where they thought he was snapped away, but he's at the front door and he is funny. And that's that lighthearted nature that I personally would have preferred, like a more upbeat start. And then we get the Tony Stark vlogging from space, because the movie ended on a low note. And then you're going to start us off on a low note again. It just seems like you're pushing too far in the wrong direction, because what makes Marvel movies great is the humor. So they get it here at the end, but I would have liked to have a little jolt of it in the beginning.
Well, and this whole scene is a little confusing, too, because as Cap was like, he's like, when was this filmed? And then Black Widow is like, you know, that's at the front, that's the front gate. So is this something from in the past that they recorded? Now they're finally seeing it? Or is this something that they're actually seeing him at the front gate? So, I mean, and I'm kind of curious. I don't really know what's going on. So there's, I can think of two things here. He escapes and blop, he ends up somewhere, or he somehow manages to get his way back out of the same way he came, which then puts him at the van.
Oh, yeah.
Because wasn't this the van that they were using?
Yes, that looks like the exact van that they were using when he goes into the quantum realm and unfortunately everybody else gets snapped away.
Yeah, so it's going to be, this wordplay that they have right here is kind of confusing. So I don't, and since we know that time travel is going to be involved and we're not exactly sure where Scott Lang is going to like be reintroduced, I'm kind of thinking that this might not be something that's current to where they're at.
Okay. So, I disagree. I think they are making it clear when she says, no, that's the front door camera. I think to me, it seems like it's clear that that is the right then.
I hope that's the case. It's a little gray with, you know, how he's Captain America is basically like, you know, when was this? She's not saying it's right now. That's the front gate. She's just saying that's at the front gate.
One thing that I might believe from that scene is that something transpires earlier where they see something or hear something and they think it's current, but it is recorded. So I'm thinking that that situation is going to come up at some point. And then this is the second part of that where they're like, oh, you know, he's like, oh, is that another record? You know, he's probably thinking, oh, that's another recording or something potentially. And Scott Lang's like, nope, legitimately here. So we'll see. That's going to be really interesting.
We get the April, you know, sign at the end. So, but I have to say, I like this trailer, but this is not what I was expecting. And I feel that it's leaving out what I was expecting, which was like, oh my God, you know, kind of moments where it's blowing you away. Like the trailer for it doesn't matter which trailer you watch. Any of the trailer for the Infinity War was like mind blowing. And you're like, oh, what's going on? And this was almost lackluster in how they put it together.
Yes.
Now, agreed. It's designed to, you know, to start off with that downer because you ended on that downer. But you're right. There isn't anything there that really picks it up or makes you like, you know, that ray of hope. I mean, in the end, you know, they're going to win. But it's just one of those I could have used more. And I'd like to point out, this is a conversation that you and I had before, but about Captain Marvel and the reason I still don't know why they put out that Captain Marvel movie. And you had mentioned that maybe it's because she'd be in this trailer and they wanted to have some sort of relevance because if people saw her and didn't know who she was, then they had this last trailer that just came up and that matched those together. And I have to agree, that would have made sense. But she's not even in this trailer.
I think she'll be in a future cut, though, don't you? In another cut of a trailer, I think she'll be in it. As I thought it would have been really funny to have, like, Thor or somebody meet her.
Still doesn't explain why they put that out 3 days ago, have this trailer now, and then they're going to have Spider-Man tomorrow. I mean, they're not going to get all the viewership of those trailers that they want now that they're splitting their audience over three different movies.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of that was out of their control. I'm starting to think maybe something is going on production wise. I don't know, because
I don't know either.
It kind of feels like they're up against the clock, because I heard LaRusso say that at one point the cut of the movie is like 3 hours and something.
That's fine. I'll go watch a 3 hour sub movie as long as it's going to be interesting, keep me in my seat the entire time.
Wow.
You start watching like a Lord of the Rings one where, I mean, actually now that I think about it, the first time I watched Lord of the Rings and I got in that 3 hour movie, like I had to go to the bathroom so bad and I didn't want to go. And I ran out at some point in time because it was interesting. Would I sit back through it again? No, I don't think I don't have the time. There's just too much stuff going on, but I would sit through 3 hours to watch this. It'd be even better if they did like an hour and a half, gave us an intermission for 15 minutes, and then came, let's come back.
Like a sporting event.
Oh, dude, but think about it. They make so much money because everyone can re-up on their popcorn and drinks.
Oh, that's great. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's clear that this wasn't a game changer like Infinity War's first trailer, I thought was just amazing.
Or either one of the two Captain Marvel trailers.
Yeah, they're both really good. Really good. Anything else about this trailer you wanted to talk about before we wrap her up?
Nope, I think I got it all out.
Okay. So this is the first time we've ever really reviewed a trailer, but I'd say I'd give this a trailer a solid 6 out of 10.
Oh, we're gonna judge this? Oh, you know what? I'll go with 6. 6 sounds like a good number. We're not trudging on, like, you know, excellence, but we can't, because of what it is and what you do get out of it, it's not anything that's like a 5 or below.
Right. Agreed. All right. That is going to do it for this edition of TV and Movie Reviews Podcast, brought to you by TPENetwork.com. Check out all the shows we do at TPENetwork.com/subscribe. For John, I'm Hank. Until the next time, we're signing off.
See you, everybody.
Tiger Prince Entertainment.
There ain't nothing else like it.